Hey guys, Alex back again. I just want to do a quick update on the Aspire Atlantis tank, which of course all the vapors will know about, for anybody who actually listens to this shit anyway. And other news quickly, I will actually make a vape Twitter and a blog and audio boo and things like that for that shit. Audio boom. and I'll do that. Just so it'll be a little separate and maybe get more of a following on it instead of just posting shit randomly on my other account and stuff. Anywho, Aspire Atlantis, what are my thoughts after a month of using this thing? Basically, the flavor and the vapor production, I mean, I did boo about it once. Yes, I was a little hammered, but it doesn't matter. flavor is muted and just kind of not there. For a tank, I mean, for like the thing they're claiming, you know, the whole marketing hype around this thing was, RDA style, or, you know, it's just as good as any rebuildable tank, and it's just so great, and sub-ohm, super sub-ohm, oh, sub-ohm, yeah, clouds. You know, that's what Aspire took and just ran with, man. They went wild with it. And the thing is, it does kick ass with cloud chucking. I mean, it can chuck like the best of a single coil RDA, no fucking problem. Not a problem. I mean, this thing is a dense, super warm, kind of dense vape when you push the wattage up. But the flavor sucks. To be honest, it's just not as good as I expected. After a month of, I've tried various things. When you do push the wattage up, it does get warmer and it does get more intense on the flavor department. Of course, you're getting a lot more vapor there too. The reason I would recommend an Aspire Atlantis to someone would basically be this. If you wanted to experience cloud vaping, you know, high volume, kind of, you know, macro, just big freaking clouds, then without rebuilding, then, you know, you could pick one of these up, get yourself used to the fact, and get yourself used to the idea and kind of the performance of that, and then go buy a dripper. Or, you know, try somebody's Atlantis for a week. You know, just borrow somebody's Atlantis and, you know, hook the guy up with, a couple of different coil heads there. And let them just fuck around for a week. Try some juices in the Atlantis and just see what they think about it, think of it. And if they wanted to go into the rebuilding and dripping and, you know, the crazy shit, they can do that, and that's no problem. Fuck, I have a dripper, and flavor is not nearly as good, but if you just wanted to experience kind of the density of the clouds and that sort of shit, that's a perfect reason to buy an Atlantis. Other than that, not really. And, of course, somebody like that, too, you'd have to hook them up with a 35, 40-watt sort of mod to be able to do it. I mean, a mech mod just doesn't cut it for this thing. You need to push it above 30 watts to really push the coil and the flavor. And, you know, the problem with that is the coil heads don't last very long then. Rocking this at about 42 watts, I would guess. I mean, I can't really see the display, but, you know, counting the button, you know, the clicks and things like that, you can kind of guesstimate where your shit's going to be. 40 watts, 40 to 42 watts. This bitch, one coil head lasts about a week-ish, a week and a half maybe if you're lucky. I went through a 30-mil bottle of pumpkin pie e-juice in 2 days. So that's 15 mils a day, just in the Atlantis alone. I mean, I had my turbo filled up, I was dripping, I was doing all sorts of ridiculous shit. Of course, it was a weekend, so I had all that, all the time in the world to do that. So pretty much, there you go. So a week per coil head, and the coil heads are not exactly the cheapest things if you're not used to buying things like that. And if you're not going to rebuild, there's a price to be paid. $15 for a 5-pack of coil heads, not the worst. I mean, it ain't a freaking Delta C3 triple coils are $25 for a 5-pack. That's, $10 cheaper. And you do get, twice the performance of a Delta. You don't get twice the flavor. Hell no. But you do get twice the performance. I mean, this thing does just blow clouds like nobody's freaking business, especially for nothing rebuildable in it. That's, it's impressive shit. But that's basically it. You know, nothing has really changed for me and the Atlantis. I actually do have the sub-tank ordered. It'll be here like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday-ish. Don't really know yet, but it will be here. And I've heard from other people that that's basically a flavor machine, and you can use their coil heads or you can rebuild on it. Which is insane. I mean, that's, nobody really has done that properly before. So this is kind of the first of its kind. Of course, the new Joytech Delta version 2, which is a sub-ohm tank, has 0.5-ohm organic cotton coil heads, just like the Kanger sub-tank does. And you can just rip that out and put the RBA in there and rebuild to your fucking heart's content. Super cool. That's what we really needed from the start, was a tank that you could do both in, or buy two of them. You know, have two, have one be the stock setup, buy a shitload of coils, and then buy another one and have two RBA sections, and have that one just be purely rebuildable. You know, so you have one built, and then when that one's fucked up, you can just rip that out real quick. Okay, I gotta go to work or whatever, gotta work on a project. Pop that out and slap the new RBA in there, fill her up, good to go. I think that's where this shit's going. I think that's the convenience factor is going to go way up for people who want to rebuild and keep shit rebuild all the time and not have to spend effort, you know, doing it all the time. And for the guys who don't want to rebuild, this just means a better vape for them. Cool. But if you want to buy an Aspire Atlantis, I hope you're doing it for the clouds and not for the flavor, because you ain't going to get none. To be honest, not good flavor. You know, not strong, like, you know, intense RDA clouds, man. And I think that's the problem with this, a lot of the arrogant fuckers out there who don't rebuild, and it's not like they, you know, they don't have the capabilities to or anything like that. It's just they don't want to. They're just arrogant and ignorant about it. Or they don't care, you know, and that's cool, you know, if you just don't care. But, you know, basically going up to somebody and saying, you know, fuck you, I can blow clouds out of this thing and I don't have to rebuild. That's, you know... There's those little elitist pockets in the vaping kind of world out there, and I don't really dig those. You know, vape what you fucking want, and leave the rest of us the fuck alone, because we probably hate you anyway. You know, we all put on a nice face, and there are some good people out there, just like everything in the world. But most of the people just want to be left the fuck alone and you know, talk to in a polite manner. Otherwise, we'll, you know, crush your trachea. Not really. Excitement going on. But, you know, just chill the fuck out, guys. Peace. And vape on if you vape, and if you don't, that's cool. And if you're vaping like a little e-cigalike thingy and or disposables, and that works for you, then who am I to bitch and moan about that? Doesn't affect me. Later.